Quickly recapping, we've been talking for the last several months from Ephesians. Does anyone remember what we've been talking about for the last several months? Fivefold ministry, right? Ephesians chapter 4. Does anyone remember what the fivefold ministry is? You guys remember what they are? You guys gonna do it with me? You guys ready? Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. All right, good. So you guys got that. And who gives us those gifts? Yes. Specifically, let's find out. Let's go back. Let's turn to Ephesians 4 because I want to show you something this morning, and we'll see if I get into full-on teaching mode or not. Ephesians chapter 4, you've read this a few times the last couple of months, but I want to remind you. Ephesians 4, 7. We'll do 7:11. That's easy to remember, 7:11. So chapter 4, verse 7:11. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So more specifically, according to those two verses, who gave us those gifts? Jesus Christ, which is God, which is only, they're all three in one. I get it. So, but I want to show you something that is, this is a list of gifts that Christ Jesus gives us. In Scripture, are there gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us? Yes. Does anybody know where that's found? 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. So turn there really quick because there's some parallels going on in here. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's get our fingers dirty this morning. If you don't have a Bible, you can grab one in front of you. If not, you probably have a phone. You can open up the app. 1 Corinthians 12. Oh, good golly. How far do I want to read? All right, we'll start in verse 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is all the same God who works all in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, signs of, or gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All right, we'll stop there. So there's nine gifts listed right there that are from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is God. It says there in the few verses, it's from God. It's all three in one. But it clarifies that it's the same Spirit that gives these gifts, the Spirit of the Spirit. So we can classify, theologians classify, these are the gifts of the Spirit, these nine gifts. And there's a correlation. So the fivefold ministry, what we've been talking about, is the gifts of Jesus Christ to the church. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So do you think there's one, there's a list of gifts from the Father? Let's try it. Romans 12. Romans 12. Turn to Romans chapter 12. It's not as clear here, but I want to show you some parallels. So I want us to look there really quick. Romans chapter 12 talks about some gifts as well. Starting in verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts discerning according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So there's seven listed here. And this one is not as clear. It doesn't say specifically Father, but in verse 3 it says that as soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So it's talking about the Father here. So this, a lot of theologians say there's three different lists here going on, where the Father gives us seven, the Holy Spirit gives us nine, and then Christ gives five. The reason I'm hitting all these really quickly is that there is so many dang correlations that I can't even get into a full sermon right now on the correlations between Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. If you didn't catch there, we read some of it this time. They all talk about, all three of these passages talk about the body. How we are each individually members of one body. So that's important to understand that there's a diversity. We just read that there's a diversity of gifts. There's a diversity of ministries. There's a diversity of how the Lord deals and gives out gifts. But there's one body. There's one God who does it all. And so it's important that there's this connection between diversity and unity all happening at the same time. And so that's important that I want us to get that as we're wrapping up this fivefold ministry. I'm trying to wrap up this whole series. That you're understanding that it's connected throughout Scripture. This isn't just some fringe study I'm trying to do and trying to cram down your throat. I'm making sure that we understand what God's Word is saying, is that God gives us gifts, the Holy Spirit gives us gifts, and Jesus Christ gives us gifts. And it's interesting, in all three accounts, it says to each one. You can look it up. I don't have time to go through and point it all to you, but in Romans 12, in 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians, it says to each one, grace was given. To each one, this gift was given. To each one, the Holy Spirit gives however he feels he needs to give them. But it's to each one. So it's interesting. I've heard a lot of people say the fivefold ministry, well, that's just offices in the church. That's just for the elite spiritual few that have offices of pastor, you know, or whatever it is. And I've been telling you these last several months that I want you guys to write one of those five names on the top of your own block, which many of you don't hold offices, positions here at the church as far as an official title. So it might seem strange for you to write apostle, evangelist. I don't hold that office. But I'm bringing this all together that all of us, it says that we can all prophesy. Keep reading through 1 Corinthians 12. We can all prophesy. We can all do these things that the Holy Spirit wants to give these gifts to each one of us. So it's not like the gifts of Jesus Christ are only for the elite few, but the Holy Spirit gives them to each one and the Father gives them to each one. We got to understand that Scripture altogether, it says to each one of us has a gift from God. God wants to give each one of us something. And that's important. That was actually one of the subjects of a whole sermon I was going to go on, is that God wants to do something for you, and God wants to do something through you. Even as we heard that song, even as I was struggling this week, it was actually helpful for me to remember what God has called me, the promises that he's given specifically to me. There's promises in here that are generic for every believer. Then there's things that God has given to me specifically, Ryan Donnelly, maybe different than you. And that's where it's saying there's a diversity of gifts. We all receive something different. And so for me, it was actually helpful for me to remember what God has actually said about me specifically, to remember some things that he's spoken to me. Say, okay, God, I'm holding on to your promises. Because without your promises, I am just a heap, I'm a mess. Apart from you, I can do nothing. Apart from you, yeah. Without your grace, without your mercies that are new every morning, I don't deserve anything, right? All these gifts, again, they're gifts. We didn't deserve them. We didn't earn them. Just like we give gifts to our kids for being born. What'd they do? Mom did all the work, right? But they were being born, right? Just for being born, they get gifts every year. It's not because they earned it or deserved it. If one of my kids, I'm birthday season right here, September, October, I got three birthdays for my kids. If they're bad that month, their birthday month, does it mean that I'm not going to give them a gift? No. My giving them a gift on their birthday is not representative of them being good or bad. It's just because I'm their dad and they're my child. I'm going to give them a gift. They didn't earn it or deserve it. It's just I'm going to give it because I'm a good dad. It's the same thing with our Father. He's a good, good Father. So there's nothing that you can do to earn or deserve the gifts of God. But he gives them. God has something for you. God has something for every single one of you in this room. God has things for you. But he also wants to do something through you. And that's why I think it's important. I'm sharing kind of more just this style. I've been saying for the last several months to write things on your blocks. I've been saying to pick one of the five. And I know it's been difficult because not everyone in this room feels like you fit in one of the fivefold ministries. But are you willing to accept God's word that says he gives gifts to every single one of us, to each one of us? Are you willing? We heard it through worship, through what's been going on this morning, that it's up to us to receive it, to appropriate it, that Christ died for the world, right? But is the entire world going to go to heaven? No. It's those who receive the free gift of God. Those who receive that gift, that's who's going to get it. So I think there's some of us in this room that we don't think any of those five are for us, and so we're not going to receive that gift. And if you don't receive it, then you can't appropriate it. You can't walk in it. And so I feel like it's important. This isn't just a flippant, cute little thing that I've been telling you to do as your pastor. I really would like you to try to put something on top. I'm telling you, if you heard last week's message, as your pastor, I really, really, really want you to, and I'm telling you, to go home this morning if you haven't yet, and write something down. Maybe you don't even know. Even at the end of the service, you still don't know. I'm telling you at this point, just pick one. That might sound not very biblical. But at this point, I'm just being honest with you. Like, what's the saying? It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. Right? Same thing. It's better to have tried and failed than to never have tried at all. So just say, well, I don't fit in any of it. I'm not sure and I don't know and never write anything on there. Then, yeah, you missed out. But to try and say, you know what? Maybe. I don't know. I'll pencil it in because the pastor's telling me to. And he just pencils something in and you choose it. Begin as you write that down to pray, God, would you give me this gift? And just try it out. Try it on. Just like you go to the store and you try on clothes. Just try it on. Maybe not for the rest of your life. It's a God thing and this is how you're going to live the rest of your life. No, just for the next couple months. Would you just try on one of the five ministries? Pencil it in on top of your block. Say, okay, God, I'd like to get this gift. I'd like to try it on. And if it doesn't work, okay, then I'll try the next one. But I want us to do so. It's better to try and fail than never have tried at all. And so I want you this week, if you haven't yet, write one of the fivefold ministries. Write apostle, pastor, and start figuring out what it is. Do your own study. What does that mean to do that? Because I shared with you, there is a difference between the office and having ministries that are associated to that. You might not be an apostle, but you could be apostolic. You might not be hold the office of a prophet, but you could be prophetic. I believe that I have been prophetic before, and I might not hold the office of a prophet, but I've been prophetic at times where the Holy Spirit comes on me and I prophesy to somebody. That happens. So, great. If that's ever happened to you, then maybe just try it out. Try on prophecy. It doesn't hurt you anything. Just to try it on. And I think there's those things where I'm realizing that's what I had to do this week. You know, Scripture says that. Put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There was several times this week where, man, I just got heavy. And I don't know why. There wasn't even something specific I could point to, but I was oppressed. And I say, okay, well, then this is not from God, so I'm going to put on a garment of praise. I'm just going to put it on. It doesn't matter what I feel. Doesn't matter what I see. I'm going to appropriate God's word. I'm going to put it on. And so I just begin to praise. And sometimes it was pretty quick that oppression went away. Sometimes it was rough. It was a battle. And I'm just being real with you that you've got to put these things on. That put on the armor of God, right? They're there for you. There's all these things that God has given us, but it's for us to receive them and to appropriate them. And so I'm excited that God wants to do things through us. As a church, God is saying that for us to grow, for us to build, good God, I can't even get there, but Ephesians chapter 4, what does it say in verse 12? After he goes through all three, he says, for the equipping, or in other translations, the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying, or other translations, for the building up of the body of Christ. He's given these fivefold ministry to equip you, to perfect you, for the work of ministry. For you, it's not just for you for yourself, it's for you to be God to work through you. God has given things for you, and he also wants to do things through you. And that's what part of this gift is. I'm seeing that God wants to build this church. God's been saying this at the beginning of this year. It's time to build Oz Neighbor Church. But if all of us in this room, if only 5% of us feel like we have one of these ministries, we're not going to effectively equip the saints. We're not going to effectively build up the body of Christ. But can I tell you, if every single one of you, part of this church, started writing down things and said, I'm just going to try it on and start viewing things through that lens. Because there were things this week where I had to say, okay, God, but you called me to be a pastor. I don't feel like I'm qualified. I don't feel like it. I don't see it. But this is what you said. You said I'm a pastor, and you promised that to me. So you're going to give me what I need to go through with this situation. It's putting that on. It's that lens. Okay, I'm serious. It was actually helpful for me to know that's what God calls me. God calls me a pastor. All right. So that's what God says. So I have to put on that pastor robe. There's sometimes, some of you, I'm feeling like God is going to say, it's time to put this on. It's time to put on evangelist. It's time to put these things on and wear them so that this church can be built up for the perfecting of the saints. And I don't, oh man, okay. I'm trying to figure out what to end on because we're done with time. I know it seems silly, and I'm just kidding, the same thing. But I think there's something powerful about obedience. I've been in your shoes where there's things that just don't seem very important. The priority is, yeah, there's a little priority to it, but if it's not that important, I'm not going to do it. That's just the reality. I got so many things on my plate. If it's not that important, it's not going to happen. There's so many things that I get home, my backyard hasn't been mowed in, I don't know, over a month. And I'm like, I see it. Oh, I need to mow my lawn. And then Saturday comes and I got 10 other things. I realize, well, it's not happening today either because it's not as high. It's something I would like to do, but it's not the highest priority. And I'm telling you this morning that I would like for you to bump up the priority of you writing on your block. Some of you, no one has told me this. Not even necessarily the Holy Spirit told me. This person singled out. This person hasn't done it. God hasn't given that. But I just kind of sense that if there's enough people in the room that are like me, there's someone in this room that probably has not written one thing on your block since the week of January. I'm telling you, just try it. Just try it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, we gave out blocks at the beginning of the year. If you want one, come see me. In fact, I didn't even get to do it. I didn't get to welcome Tim as a missionary. So fun to see you here. I know Belize, they just got back from their trip, and youth just got back from their camp, so there's all kinds of things going on. So I know the Lord is doing lots of different things at the same time. So I'm praying that somehow in my rambling up here, the Lord is speaking to you. But I am singling out some of you in this room that have not written on your block. Would you do that today? Would you make it a high enough priority that today, before you go to bed, you write on your block? And just pick one of those. And as you do, pray. And say, God, I don't even know. I don't know if this is what you want me to put on here. But I'm picking one, and I'm just asking that your grace would be there to show me. I'm going to try this on for the next week, next month. I'm going to try it on. And view things as that lens. And say, you know what? I am an evangelist. I'm evangelistic. And so every time you go out to church, gets out of church, and you go to work, you go to school, you go somewhere, you view yourself as evangelistic. And you view people you never met before as, maybe I'm supposed to talk to them about Jesus. Maybe I'm supposed to do that. As you wear that garment of evangelism, oh my goodness, the opportunities begin to abound. As you begin to wear these things, you're going to view life differently. And that's why I'm saying this. This isn't just some cute thing that I'm trying to do, some exercise. It's something that I want you to grow in your relationship with the Lord. I want you to understand what He thinks about you. And I want you to God to use you, not just to give things to you, but to work through you. And sometimes it's putting those things on so He can work through you. So hopefully the Lord is doing something here in the middle of this message. But would you stand with me as we close the service? And I'll be real with you, I'm probably not going to pray a quick prayer. I always say quick prayer, probably won't be quick. But would you join with me in just praying that God would have His way in us? Jesus, we just spent time this morning thanking You for what You did on the cross. That You died and You rose again. That we might never die. That's the most important, God. If this church ever stops preaching that, I'm out of here. But Lord, I've said so many times, my heart that You've given me as a pastor is not just to bring people, to get them a ticket to heaven, God. It's to build them up, God. It's to get them where they enjoy life. Where the work of the ministry becomes something we all do. It's not something the pastor does. Something just those fivefold ministry people do. That each one of us, God, this morning, like Isaiah, in a sense, I'm prophesying over you. Here am I. Here am I. Use me, Lord. Whatever mantle You want to give me, God. Whatever gifting You want, God. God, I want to receive it. I want to be a good child who's grateful for gifts. Your word commands me to seek and earnestly desire the best gifts. God, I repent. There's been parts of my life, God, where I don't desire it at all. God, I've walked in the opposite, where I've sensed You trying to gift me and I was scared with the responsibility. But God, this morning, I'm declaring I want all that You have for me.
Because I want to do the work of the ministry. Because I want to be a blessing to others. Because I want to build up and encourage and edify and equip other people. It's not about me. So Lord, this morning, just make this prayer. As I'm saying, I'm making it personal myself, but would you make it your own prayer? God, I thank you that you've chosen me. Thank you that you've done so much for me. Yes, the cross, God, but you've done so much more than that. Every single good and perfect gift comes from you. And my life is filled with them, God. My life is filled with good things. So God, I want to be a doer. I want to be a giver. I want to have the work of ministry, God. I don't want to just receive, God. I want to give. But in order to give, God, I have to receive. To Philippians 2, 12 and 13. I can't work out my own salvation unless you first have worked in me. I can't work out until you've worked in. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. I can't do anything. I can't work out. I can't manifest any part of your presence, any part of your gifts, without you first working them in me. So Lord, this morning I receive. I receive your goodness. I receive your joy. I receive your peace. I receive your manifest presence to live inside of me, that rivers of living water would flow out of me. But they've got to flow into me first. So I stir up that hunger, God. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for more of you, Jesus. For more of you. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the exceedingly, abundantly, incredible things you want to do in Osmond Neighborhood Church. And that it's going to be through the body of Osborne. It's going to be through each one of us doing our own ministry, and yet somehow connected to the body, that we all are one, unified, glorifying you, honoring you, deferring to one another, forgiving one another. Yeah, here am I. Use me. Send me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done this morning. Thank you, God, that I believe you're actually confirming callings on people's lives this morning. That you're giving new callings, Lord. God, I pray that if there's anyone, as I close the service right now, I know I'm getting done to praying. If there's anyone that doesn't know and is really confused, God, that they would come to me, that I'd pick one for them, one of the fivefold ministries. And that we really would just be willing just to go for it. Just to try it. And that it would be pleasing to you, God. That's our heart's cry. Is to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.